Hachette Audio presents The Secret of Ella and Micah. Written by Jessica Sorensen. Read by Megan Hayes and Lake Roberts.
Prologue. Ella. I wonder if I can fly. With the wind and rain in my hair and my arms out to the side of me, it feels like it might be possible. Perhaps, if I can get enough courage to jump off the thin ledge, I'll soar away into the night, like a bird with powerful wings. Maybe then, I could reunite with her.
What are you doing?
Micah says, his voice higher than normal. Get down from there. You're going to hurt yourself. His aqua eyes pierce me through the rain, and his hands are on the beams above his head, hesitant to climb out onto the ledge. I don't think I will, I say. I think I might be able to fly. Just like her.
Your mom couldn't fly.
He balances onto the railing and glances down at the murky water far below our feet.
What are you on?
I took one of her old pills. I tip my head back and bask my face in the rain. I just wanted to see what it was like for her. Why she thought she was invincible. He steps down on the beam with his arms spanned out to the side and his clunky boots slip on the wet metal. The lightning flashes above our heads and collides with the earth. Your mother didn't know better, but you do. Bracing one hand on the metal wire above our heads, he extends his other hand toward me. Now come over here. You're scaring the shit out of me. I don't know if I can, I say softly, raising my head back up as I rotate to face him. I'm not sure if I want to. He dares a step closer, and his thick eyelashes blink fiercely against the downpour.
Yes, you do. You're stronger than that.
His hand begs me closer. Please, just get over here. Staring down at the black water, my body starts to drift.
I swear to God, Ella.
Micah shouts, his tone sharp, his muscles tense. Give me your hand. I snap out of my daze and tangle my fingers with his. His other hand captures my waist, and he leads us swiftly back to the railing, lifting me over it. My feet settle onto the concrete of the bridge that is pooled with puddles. Lights of the beams illuminate the night, and Micah's car is parked in the middle of the bridge with the driver's door open and the engine and headlights on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?